Sandy had always prided herself upon having a vivid imagination. When, for instance, she privately compared her dreams with those her brothers described over the breakfast table, or her friends at school exchanged at break, she always discovered her own night visions were a lot wilder and weirder than anybody else's. But there was nothing she could remember dreaming by day or night that came close to the sight that greeted her in the great head of the Yebedin Day. It was a city built from the litter of the sea. The street beneath her feet was made from timbers that had clearly been in the water for a long time, and the walls were lined with barnacle-encrusted stone. There were three columns supporting the roof made of coral fragments cemented together. They were buzzing hives of life unto themselves, their elaborately constructed walls pierced with dozens of windows from which light poured. There were three main streets that wound up and around these coral hives, and they were all lined with habitations and thronged with the Yebedin Day citizens. As far as Candy could see, there were plenty of people who resembled folk she might have expected to see on the streets of Chicken Town, give or take a sartorial detail. A hat, a coat, a wooden snout. But for every one person that looked perfectly human, there were two who looked perfectly other than human. The children of a thousand marriages between humankind and the great bestiary of the Aberrat were abroad on the streets of the city. Among those who passed her as she ventured up the street were creatures which seemed related to fish, to birds, to cats and dogs and lions and toads. And those were just the species she recognized. There were many more she did not, forms of face that her dream life had never come near to showing her. Though she was cold, she didn't care. Though she was weary to her marrow and lost, oh so very lost, she didn't care. This was a new world rising before her, and it was filled with every kind of diversity. A beautiful woman walked by wearing a hat like an aquarium. In it was a large fish whose poignant expression bore an uncanny resemblance to the woman on whose head it was balanced. A man half Candy size ran by with a second man half the first fellow's size, sitting in the hood of his robe, throwing nuts into the air. A creature with red ladders for legs was stalking its way through the crowd farther up the street, its enormous coxcomb bright orange. A cloud of blue smoke blew by, and as it passed, a foggy face appeared in the cloud and smiled at Candy before the wind dispersed it. Everywhere she looked, there was something to amaze. Besides the citizens, there were countless animals in the city, wild and domesticated. White-faced monkeys, like troops of clowns, were on the roofs baring their scarlet bottoms to passers-by. Beasts, the size of chinchillas, but resembling golden lions, ran back and forth along the power cables looped between the houses, while a snake, pure white, but for its turquoise eyes, wove cunningly between the feet of the crowd, chattering like an excited parrot. To her left, a thing that might have had a lobster for a mother and Picasso for a father was clinging to a wall, drawing a flattering self-portrait on the white plaster with a stick of charcoal. To her right, a man with a firebrand was trying to persuade a cow with an infestation of yellow grasshoppers leaping over its body to get out of his house.